Maeve again here from Borbia, and I'm disturbing another one of our contestants. This is David from Kitchen 72. David, you're very welcome here this evening for the plate-to-page cook-off. What are you cooking this evening?
I'm cooking beef cheeks with some pickled vegetables, cauliflower puree, and some Swiss chard for my garden.
Excellent. So you grew your own?
I've been growing my own veg. Yeah, the whole point of my blog, really, I suppose, is just it's simple home cooking, but every dish incorporates an element of something I've grown. I'm a complete dilettante. I don't know what I'm doing in the garden. I decided to start growing some veg last year. On the principle that if I just throw it in the ground, it's not going to do any harm. Let's see how it goes.
So lots of experimentation going on in your garden.
Yeah, lots of experimentation. But I also decided to grow things that you wouldn't normally be able to find in a supermarket. So I've got kales, I've got the chards, I've got lots of Japanese leaves and mustard leaves. I'd grow, you know, radishes all year round. Just things, you know, no potatoes, no leeks, no carrots, none of the sort of mundane stuff that you'd pick up in the supermarket for, you know, a euro. Just picking things that I wouldn't normally be able to source and then challenging myself to cook them. Which I suppose in a roundabout way is how I came about the beef cheeks, because the challenge was to, you know, celebrate Irish beef. And I'd never cooked with beef cheeks before. So I was going through a list of things I could do, and it's not about things that I could do and I've done before. It's about things that I've never tried and to challenge myself. So I bought the beef cheeks and tried them out. And I cooked three beef cheek dishes one night, and I suppose this was the one that I favoured out of the three that I did that evening.
So you're not a regular cooker of beef cheeks, then?
I've never cooked them, never held one. I phoned up the butcher. There's a local butcher that we use is excellent. I phoned him up, and he said that pick them up on Saturday morning. And I spent €20, and quite literally, I got a shopping bag full of beef cheeks. I mean, I was amazed by the value and the size and the quantity. Now he's an organic butcher. So normally it would be above average market prices you'd be paying, and it was fantastic, the quality. And whenever you slow cook beef cheeks, the texture is amazing. But the trouble is, these days, people don't have the 8 or 10 hours to cook them. And for the competition, obviously you don't have 8 or 10 hours to hang around the kitchen.
So how are you getting over that little hurdle?
Well, we've got a pressure cooker. So it's a little bit of an experimentation. I've tried it before. I know it'll work, but it's a timing issue. But with a pressure cooker, we're hoping that we can get the beef cheeks cooked in an hour, as opposed to the usual 6 to 10 hours. Now, obviously, it depends on the size of the cheek.
Okay.
So we've portion controlled it as well. So we're optimistic.
Excellent. So lots of experimentation.
Yeah.
Wish you the best of luck
Thank
tonight.
You very much, very good.
And we'll check in with you later.
Okay, no problem. Speak to you later. Bye.